This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. Another lifestyle hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to celebrate the day, celebrate the hour, celebrate our time together as we try to lead. I don't want to tell you what to think, tell you how I think. You can learn how to figure things out. A lot of people have blind spots, Jay,
yeah,
because of conditioning. And I use as an example of that a headline that's in a liberal website, and the headline reads, Trump supporter charged with pulling knife on family with children outside of a Manhattan courthouse.
Why is that the identifier?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that? Woo-wee.
Boom, bang, boom, something fell. Bang, bang, boom.
The guy is a Trump supporter and says, yes, that'll be identified.
Right, that's it. So, yeah. Why is that? Would you say if it was a Biden supporter who pulled a knife on somebody? How the hell did he even know he's a Trump supporter?
Yeah, it would be a Trump opposer then. Just like, why is Donald Trump
used for
so many people? Donald Trump has nothing to do with the story unless it was a ignited over an argument about Donald Trump or something. And even then, why is that the identifier?
I don't know. I'm sure we are in a silly time. We really are. We're in a very silly time. I would think that they would, that some people would be, I don't know, humiliated. I don't know what the right word is, but I know that it's time for us to head toward the middle, and we don't seem to be getting that way. I was asked yesterday when I was talking about Trump, and I forget who else I was talking negatively about, and the suggestion was that a lot of Trump supporters would turn the radio off. And so my retort to that was, did they turn the radio up when I was dissing Elizabeth Warren, who is the liberal from Massachusetts? And liberal isn't, why do we, she's an incompetent nincompoop. And then, well, I'm not supposed to call people names. Okay. She's a bad senator. In my mind, a lot of people, obviously, she gets elected, so must have something going for her.
Well, and why does conservative automatically mean Republican and liberal automatically mean Democrat when there are liberal conservatives and there are conservative liberals? There are conservative Democrats. I know some liberal Republicans.
Yeah, me too.
How did those?
I would be considered one in the old days.
Be named, yeah.
Yeah. Very fiscally conservative, and what you do in your own life is none of my business, or none of yours, actually. The Republicans, speaking of Republicans, the Democrats, seem to be trying to create obstacles to college students who are over the age of 18, depending on your state. Voting, there are a lot of people being signed up to vote. And so under the circumstances, it looks like here again is another headline. Be ready for an expensive political fight. You know what would bother me?
Huh.
In terms of elections, if artificial intelligence were used, you know, we keep talking almost every day. There's something new, and it seems to have just come out like an explosion. We were, a year ago at this time, did we ever talk about artificial intelligence? I don't remember ever talking about artificial intelligence.
I feel like we have been.
And really?
Definitely. Last year I remember talking about it. I do think that there is more of a focus, that it is more prevalent.
Yeah. Somebody who has their hands on some form of artificial intelligence production facility has created a fake image of Trump getting arrested in New York. Does that affect the...
What?
The election. Is that the kind of stuff that affects the outcome of elections? Stuff like that? Is that
it could, especially because it also opens up the conversation of how people don't do the research. So many people were sharing these photos without without saying that they were from reputable sources and thinking that this had happened, that Donald Trump had been arrested, that he tried to fight off the officers and that he was already in jail in an orange jumpsuit. Like, people were actually reading this and resharing this. And that, again, goes towards the whole thing of people see something on social media, they think it's true, and they run with it without actually seeing if there's any legitimacy behind it.
Well, the situation in El Paso and over across on the other side in Juarez, La Ciudad, I was like pronouncing the Ciudad, Juarez. A fire started there after a protest, and the Mexican government now says that U.S. policies have created overcrowding and desperation on their side of the border. Really? I didn't realize that we were in charge of what's going on in Mexico to sort of counter
what we're talking about. Yield.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's our fault. That all these, well, in a manner of speaking, it is, if you define fault and guilt and stuff, we have a good thing here in our country for the most part, even though you wouldn't know it, listening to some of the radio programs and watching some of the TV crap that there is, but we have a pretty good thing here in comparison to most other places in the world. Is it perfect? No. Is it great? Yeah, I would rather live here than anywhere else, and I've been to a lot of places, although some people say I'd be happier in New Zealand because they have lots of cows there. Would I? Maybe I could adapt to anything, except I don't want to be that far away from my children. Other than that, I don't want to be that far away from my cows that are here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put them on a boat and ship them to New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. A long flight just for a weekend trip.
Yeah, right. My long flights are relegated to getting on a plane and going to Los Angeles, which I will happily do for April Fools this weekend to see what we have, what's planned for Gramps, right? The latest from the banking fraud, Silicon Valley Bank, apparently the federal regulators who are supposed to be in charge of supervising the bank were on the take. At least that was one of the accusations, and that's why the bank failed, because nobody's really paying attention to what was going on. Without the feds, we have nothing, right? That's what the federal government would have us believe. But the other side of that coin is that they're supposed to be protecting. That's what we pay the government for, to protect us, to protect. And that includes our money. So the House Committee on Banking is having hearings to try to figure out what went wrong at Silicon Valley Bank. Hello, duh. What went wrong was nobody was watching the store. They had a bunch of boobs on the board of directors. The people that ran the bank didn't really have a clue about anything other than one particular, I think one of the guys that was running the bank, or one division of the bank, came from the Silicon Valley background, the experience. Ran some kind of a company or was involved in some kind of a company that was what everything else, you know, everything in Silicon Valley is all about Google and Facebook and right and all that stuff. So that's, you know, that's what he said. Okay, let's get that market. Let's corner the market on money from the startups and anyway. So, you know, the rest of the lesson here is to have not more. It's kind of like the gun control thing, Jay. If they would enforce the laws, then there wouldn't be a problem. We don't need more laws. We need to enforce the laws that are there equally across the board. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
And that's one of those things that the states should truly be united in how this is going to be handled.
Yeah, right. Okay, any more on TikTok? Do we get them yet? Speaking of that. Right,
that's a personal fight for TikTok.
Yeah, right, exactly. Go get them. I'm alone on that one, I think. Anyway, well, no, I'm not really, because at least here in this circumstance, the lawmakers say we should do something about it. The shooter who killed six people at the Nashville school this week, legally purchasing seven guns. Here's an interesting story, an angle on this. The actress Melissa Joan Hart apparently helped some children escape the shooting. She and her husband were on their way to a school conference when they spotted this class trying to escape the building where the shooting was going on. So they have children.
A bunch of
she obviously lives in, they obviously live in Tennessee. Their child is in this school.
Yeah, well, two teens and a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 10-year-old are her children. And they were actually out of school that day because their school had some kind of conference day or something. And
so they weren't at that school.
Well, no, and they don't attend that school, but they do attend a school nearby. And she and her husband were actually on the way to a conference when all of this started happening, and they see a bunch of students, like kindergartners, coming out of the woods trying to escape. And so they helped them cross the street. They helped them reunite with their teachers. A couple students reunite with their parents. Didn't realize when they were just trying to go to a meeting at their children's school, all of a sudden became part of this and helping so many other people. And here's the thing. They apparently, this is the second time they were in close proximity with a school shooting. They were previously living in Connecticut, and they were in the area of the Sandy Hook shooting, not at that school, but a school nearby. And now her children, another school nearby, same location. This happened in the Green Hills neighborhood of Nashville. And it's a kind of a well-off area of Nashville, and just to have it happen a second time.
What's she noted for as an actress? What's the stuff?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She did a couple other TV shows. There was the sitcom Melissa and Joey with Joey Lawrence. She did a bunch of different movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she definitely big in like the late 90s, early aughts. And did you see the reporter who was discussing a Nashville reporter was discussing what was going on with the shooting, and she revealed her own information that she is a school shooting survivor herself.
I did see that. Thank you for bringing it up. Yeah. Sandy Hook. And other schools, they just go back and forth and up and down. I thought it was interesting what was posted here by Melissa. She said, quote, that all of this stuff is too raw, and she didn't feel comfortable sharing a lot of this stuff. But it's raw. It's gonna be the thing. Look at the things that are happening in the last 24 hours that are raw. The fire in Mexico, right on the Mexican-American border, the shooting in Nashville. Right? Those two things in and of itself have occupied a lot of our time and thought. And could they both have been prevented? I guess the answer to that is a simple yes. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks. No matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Social media time, comment time here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 23 past the hour. Our overview of what's going on with some of our listeners, I thought was interesting also. We're talking about the shootout at the Nashville school. Leanne Rimes has got comments on that. Sheryl Crow, some of the country stars that live there, certainly are up in arms, as they ought to be. Everybody ought to be up in arms about this and so many other things that are happening. That need to be, the whole thing's got to be curbed. I want to say hello to some of the people listening, Jay. Here's a fellow listening in England. We have lots of listeners around the world that find us. You know, they're listening to streaming, and they go to gooddayshow.com, and they know they can hear the whole program through the course of the day. So here's this fellow, Ray Phillips, who is listening. He just sent us a note, said, hello, I'm here. Hi to Betsy LaPlante, Lynn Greer, Aaron Otto, let's see here, Marin Agresti, Gabriel Pippo, what an interesting name that is, Jacob Baxter, Lori Francis. I like acknowledging some of the folks who are here that may be our friends as well on Facebook. Okay, so Jay has asked the question as we presented it, because April Fool's is right around the corner. So the question is, what's the best April Fool's prank you have ever pulled or had pulled on you? Here's an example. Mary writes, when I called my sister and her husband hotel room, asked them if they got out the Steamliner travel trailer they had parked at my house. I don't understand this. Is this?
They were on vacation, they parked a Streamliner trailer at their house and asked, like, oh, hey, did you already come get it? Well, they were at the hotel.
Gone.
They think, like, it got stolen. I like Jay's. Jay's has a good one. It wasn't April Fool's, but he and his wife apparently had a disagreement, so she went shopping to cool down. He went to the mall and moved her car. I think that's brilliant.
That is. Hi to Terry Seavey and Colleen Silva. This is nice because we get to connect Melody Dixon, people who are important cogs in the wheel because they're paying attention. And that's, you know, part of the question that is, you know, that is important is who's listening. We always want to know who's listening. Jay posted this. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus are in line. And I guess you're looking for what people are experiencing if they actually went out. We told you where to look. And Gary Roeder said he got a beautiful view of Venus. He's listening up in Ontario, Canada. So there's...
Venus was the only one on display.
Yeah.
It was very anticlimactic, and the whole thing was that this was the only time that the planets are going to line up, or more so in an arch, and for, I think, the next 17 years, we won't be able to see this again.
No.
And Venus, without binoculars or anything, and the rest of the planets went below the horizon pretty quickly.
So I see another one of our listeners, when we were talking about Uranus, they said that the only place you could see it was in California. This lady says, unless the question was, did you see Uranus? And some wise guy probably.
No, those were two separate comments. Yeah, one was saying, did you see Uranus? One was the other one was, unless you're in California, saying that super soon. As in when this was posted, in 10, 15 minutes, you should be able to go outside and see these. But that's more Eastern time zone.
Yeah. And then there are comments back and forth about automatic weapons and the shooting and, what's legal, what isn't legal, and what should be legal and shouldn't be legal. So there's always going to be that, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with those comments. So we have some of the things that are more directed. Some of them are silly and some of them are serious. But there is a 50-50 thing on this assault weapons. I don't see any reason for having assault weapons. I don't care whether it's freedom or not freedom. I just don't see it. I think we have matured to the point where we ought not to allow those. That's my read on it anyway. Help yourself to more comments.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Busy day today in the White House. President Biden hosts the Summit for Democracy virtual plenary on democracy, delivering on global challenges. That will take place in the South Court Auditorium. Biden will then host a bilateral meeting with President Alberto Fernandez of Argentina. That'll take place in the Oval Office. Then Biden will host a reception celebrating Greek Independence Day in the East Room. This week marks the 44th anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant accident in Pennsylvania.
Federal nuclear experts say it was the most serious accident of a U.S. commercial nuclear power plant. A combination of equipment failure and operator error led to a partial meltdown of one of the plant's reactors, which resulted in the release of a small amount of radioactive material at the Three Mile Island power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March of 1979. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thank you, Skip. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Four at the hour now, nature has found its way into your head, and that is because we are all about nature here on the Good Day program. Among many other things that are important, what's going on in nature is important. So Jay Kirshner and I have discovered a young Holstein calf that has just sold for $10,000 because the calf has a smiley face. That's markings. You posted this, right? Did you post this?
Oh, no, I emailed it to you. I thought you were asking for it, but it will get it posted. And it's called Happy.
Yes.
Which is a very fitting name.
It is. So Happy has, the owners of Happy have found a forever home for Happy. And now they're $10,000 to the better. And so they have used, there's two sides to the Happy here. The calf will have a nice home, and they've used that money to help a hospital, wasn't it, that was in need of, the local hospital in their community had some problems, and so they donated it to help out the hospital. So here we go. They were the folks that, the calf was born on this farm. I'm looking at the name of the farm. What is it called? the dairy farm that they own. I thought there was a special name for it. Anyway, they decided they were going to keep the calf on their farm. And, you know, they do what I do with some of the calves. We have a calf here that's at, I have, about 50 dairy cows down on my farm, which is up the street from where I live. But here I have a barn and a couple of sheds, and we had a calf last fall that was in trouble, had a respiratory problem, pneumonia. Aww. So we kept her here, because I didn't want, she was very cute, and I don't ever get rid of them. If they can survive, I'll mm-hmm. do what I can to save him and have him grow. So this little calf has come around to being a pet. She wanders around the farm, just around. She stays near the other animals. There's a donkey and a pony out in one of the pastures, and she kind of visits with them. But she wanders around during the day, just follows the pasture line, the fence line, and has a great old time. She's very cute. I should actually take a picture of her and post that as well. So there we have animals in the news. Here's an interesting reality. A painting that had been sort of cast aside by it turns out, a Dutch master painter named Pieter Bruegge. Is that how you pronounce his name? I think
that's what I would
like
say.
Been hidden behind a door of a home in France. Apparently, it's the real deal. Nobody really knew whether this was a masterpiece or not. So it's going to hit the auction block, and they expect to have it bring $1 million. I love these stories. People find stuff in their attic. Don't ever throw anything away. There are so many people that have thrown so many things away, and after the fact they found out they were worth it. They go to, what's that show on PBS, the Antique Roadshow?
Oh, yeah, something like stuff. That. Well, and I feel like there's been a lot of stories of people finding some kind of furniture or handbag or something in a secondhand shop, and then there's some valuable treasure hidden inside.
Yeah, right, exactly. We've seen a couple of those stories this week. The fellow that had the metal detector, they found, what, $150,000 worth of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Just by going around and, you know, just, you have a lot of fun, actually, doing these sorts of things. I know a lot of people who do it as a hobby. A lot of fun with that sort of thing. All right, other names in the news today here on Good Day. Adnan Syed. Now, this name isn't a... Well, I think maybe people would remember that he was convicted of murder, and now this whole thing has been thrown back into the courts because
this has been a messy one.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you understand the pieces of the pie here, but the appeals court has reinstated his murder conviction after they found that a lower court violated the victim's family's right to attend a hearing on vacating the conviction. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what all those words mean when they're put together?
Yeah, well,
legal mumbo jumbo.
Look at the whole thing. So initially convicted of first degree murder, sentenced to 30 years plus, life plus 30 years in prison.
Right.
Then this is one of those instances where a podcast called Serial covered the killing, brought renewed attention to the case. Then a few years later, a judge vacated the conviction, ordered a new trial. It was upheld, then it was overturned by a different court in 2019 following another investigation that uncovered new evidence. Eventually, all charges were dropped. He was effectively exonerated. And now the newest one is that, no, the conviction is reinstated.
Good God. What a circus. Right? All right. So earlier we were talking about there's now already some response and some people say, huh? To this Magic Johnson group submitting a $6 billion bid to buy the Commanders in Washington from Dan Snyder. Mm-hmm. I just, my mouth, when I saw it, my jaw dropped. Right? And a lot of people, huh? How can these things be worth this kind of money? So apparently Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z were also trying to buy this. So how much money? They didn't offer $6 billion. I think and the last time, as we were saying before, the Denver Broncos, you said last year four and something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So are baseball teams worth as much as football teams? Are hockey teams worth as much? No, hockey's not there. But I think there are some baseball teams that would be worth that kind of dough. I think Magic Johnson has a piece of the L.A. Dodgers, doesn't he? A couple of the Los Angeles teams. So at any rate, this would be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Dan Snyder is one of the most disliked owners in the NFL. And generally speaking, he's very disliked by the Washington fans as well. But he can't be that disliked if the team is popular enough to draw a $6 billion bid to buy the thing. Good Lord. $6 billion for a football team. Unga bunga, I'm in the wrong business. Somebody want to give me $6 billion for this radio program? I'll stay. Jay will stay. We'll take the dough and we'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Step right up right now. We're taking bids. $6 billion or higher. 855-999-DUG. Right? Listen, maybe even a little less than $6 billion we might take for this. See Rush Limbaugh's house in Palm Beach sold for $155 million?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just because he lived there. It was a nice house. I remember driving by it a number of times. Nice house. Close to the, right on the ocean. There, as you go down the Ocean Drive in Palm Beach. He paid $3.5 million for it when he bought it back in, I think it was 1997. So it sold for $150. That's a good investment. His wife,
that
I'm
really
sure,
is. Yeah.
Very happy at that return. Okay, here's another rich guy. Patrick Carroll. Real estate guy working toward donating $1 million worth of shoes to children in need. I suppose we could use this. This could be a twist on having big shoes to fill. So he's already given away $300,000 worth of sneakers to youngsters in Miami, Tampa, and Atlanta. He started his company in Atlanta, so he's giving these sneakers to children at the Boys and Girls Clubs there. And let's see, they got where else he's giving these things away. This is this is something they call him Sneaker Don. Who's Sneaker Don? This is the father of some of these kids that got the whole. I'm confused. Is he giving the stuff, or is this other guy giving?
The real estate mogul is,
and he's giving the shoes.
He's kind of spreading cheer and giving these kids something that they need, because everybody could use a good pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes, but also showing them that. You can do anything you want. Anybody can do anything they want. Stay focused, push hard, push through whatever hurdles life is throwing at you. And then when you do, and when you do make it, still continue to give back and help other people too.
Mm-hmm. Helping is what we're all, that's my standard line. We're all here to help. So let's help as much as we can in whatever way we can. Other names in the news here on Good Day. Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, in London this week for a legal case in which he and other prominent figures are suing the publisher of the Daily Mail for illegal information gathering. He submitted a witness statement in which he says he was made to adopt his family's policy to never complain, never explain when dealing with the media. He says, quote, following the death of my mother when I was 12 years old and her treatment at the hands of the press, I've always had an uneasy relationship with the press. I understand that. However, as a member of the institution, the policy was to never complain, never explain. There was no alternative. I was conditioned to accept this, and for the most part, I accepted.
They will say what they say and just let them do it.
Right. He became increasingly troubled, though, by the approach of not taking any action when he started dating Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of articles about Meghan.
He started to feel a lot of things that he felt how his mother was portrayed and dealt with, and he started to feel that that's what was happening to his wife. He saw a lot of similarities between the two, and he always blamed the press and the paparazzi for the death of his mother, and he didn't want to see that happen to his wife.
Well, it is. He's right. They caused it.
Well,
absolutely.
Also struggles with, I don't know if she's ever been clinically diagnosed with depression. I think so. I think she's been pretty open about her mental health struggles.
Who, Meghan?
And that she has not contemplated suicide, but she had told her husband, like, she's not doing okay. She needs help. She, a lot of times when you see them in public, when before the whole, what was it, the Megxit thing?
Yeah.
Is that what it was nicknamed?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were holding hands, and it was because he was trying to comfort her and assure her that she is okay, and he just saw these things happening, and he felt like he had to speak up and stand up for her.
Yep. Well, a good husband would do that, right? As a good wife would do it. If somebody was blaspheming your husband, you'd go to his defense immediately.
Oh, I'd throw down. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Throw down. That's an interesting expression. Where did that originate? Is that a Southern expression?
Throw down. No, I've known it for a while. I'm not sure where it originated from. Hmm. We'll have to ask the Googlebot.
There we go. You're going to ask while I come up with the next name in the news. Chelsea Brown, who apparently likes to travel to flea markets and thrift shops, looking around for interesting items. She's an amateur genealogist. She enjoys tracking down the owners or the descendants of owners of lost heirlooms. So she has returned 500 objects to their owners. Wow. This is kind of interesting. She says, I love the thrill of the chase. Love to close out mysteries. This sounds like an episode of Perry Mason. She's apparently gotten a lot of Holocaust items and returned them to their owners. She brings up this, you know, there are all kinds of, if you're doing this, you look around. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. All of this stuff that can go on to shows like Antique Roadshow. There are so many different things that people can find the gold. And then she's found a lot of interesting items like love letters from decades ago. And she's struggled to find the people who were either writing it or were to be the recipients. So imagine how satisfied she is when she puts those things together. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Chelsea
great.
Brown. Yeah. 48 past the hour.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had to talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last, contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dancing with Tick Bites. This is this could be the seasonal headline for the Warren Eckstein visit on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I have the pet show host Warren Eckstein here with us to celebrate Tick Bite Prevention Week. And you knew the ticks around the country and around the world, one of the most important groups of beings. I don't know, can you call a tick a being? There are 140 different species of ticks. I remember collecting, you know, I've had, being on the farm, Warren, ticks all over the place, but you don't have to have them. I don't remember getting ticks, though, on Charlotte in Los Angeles. When you're walking your dogs, do you have a problem with ticks there?
Not so much on the West Coast. I'm sure they're around. No. People call me on the show with ticks, you know, more in the more rural areas. But ticks are, you know, I used to come home covered head to toe with ticks. And the reason for that is
New York, yeah.
Well, you know, I was on Long Island, first of all, and I was training dogs for some of the police departments. And when you're training them for tracking, you know, using the weeds and the high grasses and everything.
Sure.
I would come home. So, yeah, and you got to be real careful. You know, there's all kinds of things that ticks can spread. So, and most people, when a dog gets a tick, they have no idea what to do. If they get a tick on themselves, what they do is they'll try to, the old thing, put a match on the back of it and burn it, and they'll back out, take a tweezer. But here's the problem. If you see a tick on your dog or yourself, and you take a tweezer, and you try to take it out, most of the time you're pulling off the sack, but not the head. Mm-hmm. The blood is where all the problem is, in that little sack. So that's what's going to cause the infection. So you got to make sure you get the entire tick out, not just that sack. You don't want to break that. You want to get the entire tick out, head and all. Now, there are products on the market specifically that, you know, tick removers. So you got to be real careful with ticks. They can cause a lot of different problems.
I put hydrogen peroxide. I just spray it. And the tick, usually the head comes out then, and you can get it. I think there are other things. But then we get back around to tick and flea collars, and what you recommend, and this is something, this is a big business. You see these ads all over the place this time of year for the various tick. There's the commercial stuff. They put pesticides and ugly stuff on them, and then they're the all-natural ones, and some people make their own. What do you recommend?
I don't use any type of collar that has any type of chemical that's going to go around my dog's neck. I am not a flea collar fan or a tick collar fan. However, what I do is I'll take a flea collar and cut it up and put it in my vacuum cleaner. So when I vacuum the house, any fleas or tick eggs are vacuumed up and they don't check out. But I don't use them on my dog. I have made my own flea prevention things in the past and tick prevention.
That's what I thought. I thought we talked about that. What do you use?
I used to boil grapefruit peels and orange peels. They don't like citrus. And citrus peels, I would boil them up, I would strain them, and mix some water with it, and make it into like a spray.
Isn't that where they smell good? the citrus thing, there's a candle, and I think there's also, what is it called, citron or something like that? Citronella, that's it, right. Yeah, it's supposed to do the same sort of thing.
Citronella smells. That's what keeps the animals away, right?
If you
were a dog or a cat, would you want to walk around smelling citronella 24/7? I don't know if I would. So the best thing to do and the most important thing to do with fleas and ticks is when you're treating your pet, you need to treat the environment at the same time. Because if you don't treat the environment at the same time, it's a losing battle. You're just not going to win. They just keep coming back. That's why that flea collar put into the vacuum cleaner bag is really, really, really critical. Because if you don't get the environment cleaned up. So you got to be really careful. And you know what I do is I massage my dogs. I was going to say every day, but I probably do it like 4 times a week. And the reason I massage them, several reasons. Number one, to see if there's any lumps or bumps that I might miss and I want to take care of. But also to check to see if there's any fleas. And in terms of fleas, let me just tell people, everything on the market available for fleas might be okay. But I use the old-fashioned flea comb. You can get a flea comb at any pet store. Use the flea comb. It's really easy to use. You put it through the dog. Any fleas will wind up on the comb. You dip them in some alcohol, and they're dead. I prefer a flea comb versus all the chemicals that are out there.
I put them down the garbage disposal.
But they might come back that way. If they grind them up,
how are they going to come back?
But with the eggs stay. The eggs are so tiny, they can stick at the bottom. You know? I prefer a little alcohol. A little alcohol is a lot better. Just dip them in some rubbing alcohol.
Congratulations to some of the hero dogs. Remember all the earthquakes in the last week or two in Turkey and in Syria, and the rescuers coming from all around the world to aid in the efforts. And one of the things that was most marked about some of the people that came from the U.S. and Israel and El Salvador were their dogs. They brought their dogs with them to help find their 140 dogs that were inside of Turkey and Syria to help a number of different breeds. I thought this was pretty interesting that the national carrier Turkish Airlines gave them free rides to go over there.
Amazing animals.
Huh? Isn't that a great? I think that's a great story. Yeah, it is. All right, well, you always have great stories. Listen to Warren every weekend, if you please, on The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com, find the station. A lot of the same stations that carry this program are smart enough to carry Warren. Good advice for pet owners, always there. Warren Eckstein with Doug and Jay, 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.